Come, my little ones, gather round. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Brothers and sisters of the world and all humanity, there is a lady that we adore, the mother of believers, the special one. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. She was the wife of Muhammad. Peace be upon him, we love him so much. Our amazing father was Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, known as the truthful one. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. She was the first woman scholar of our Islam. Yeah, she was a mother, the greatest giver of hadith. She was a mother. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. She was a mother. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha, Aisha, radiallahu anha.
Today, my butterflies, on this beautiful Friday, we're going to start off with learning some life lessons that Mummy and Daddy must have taught you. If you haven't learned them yet, don't worry, you'll learn them with time. And with time comes experience. My butterflies, you might have heard Mummy and Daddy saying, "We don't want you to make the mistakes we made. We want you to be better people." Or, "We want you to grow up to be better adults." You might have heard Mummy and Daddy saying, "We follow the Quran and Sunnah and do everything you can to be a good Muslim, because you want Allah to reward you." You might have heard them saying, "Our Islam is a way of life, it's not just a religion, so we follow everything we can to be a good Muslim." However you go, whichever way you go, and whoever you listen to the most, be it your grandfather or your grandmother's stories, or your mom and dad, or your bigger brother or sister, always remember, the best role model is the one who walked this earth thousands of years ago, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were a few lessons that we learned from there, and inshallah today we'll go through them. The first lesson is, always take the name of Allah before doing anything. If you say Bismillah and you take the name of Allah, you are asking Allah's help, no matter how big or how small it may be. If you make a mistake, admit it. It will be foolish to claim that anyone is perfect. No one is perfect. But when you make a mistake, be humble, admit it, and then work to fix it. The next thing you need to remember is appreciate your teachers. Your mommy and daddy may work your jobs, including being a teacher. from your mummy, you may learn lots of things like love, care. You may learn your surahs, your du'as. You may even learn how to read from your mummy and daddy. But remember, your mummy and daddy are your first teachers at home. And then, when you go out to school and when you go to madrasa, you'll get more teachers. So respect them, listen to them, and appreciate them. The next point is to assist your neighbor whenever possible. Wherever you go, wherever you move, know your neighbors, and most importantly, recognize their needs and assist them and help them where possible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave great emphasis on this, especially looking after your neighbors, and it's very, very important. The next thing to do and the next thing to remember is worship Allah only. Remember to read your salah. Read it on time. Spend time in the masjid if you're a little boy. Pray as hard as you can and remember, your place of sajda is the place where you are closest to Allah. The next one is to be a good friend and find a good friend, because you are the company that you keep. If you have good friends, inshallah they'll lead you towards good. They'll keep you happy and teach you how to be good people and how to get Jannah. If you have bad friends, they'll lead you to be lazy in your salah or encourage you to do bad. And we don't want to become bad now, do we, butterflies? Of course not. The next thing is to be content with the little you have. No matter how little or how much you have, thank Allah for it and be happy with it. Because if you are content and if you thank Allah, for that Allah will reward you. The next point is to be open to criticism. That means when people tell you that you're doing something wrong, listen to it. Take heed to what they say and try and get better. Because no matter how small we are or no matter how big, we always learn, we always grow, we always change for the better, inshallah. Be open to being challenged in new ways and do everything you can to be a better Muslim. Not for the people around you, but for yourself and your akhirah. The next one is to be quick to help. In your community, amongst your friends, amongst your family. If anyone needs help, be the first to help. If you do it for the pleasure of Allah, then for even the smallest thing, Allah will reward you with Jannah, inshallah. The next thing is to celebrate your Eid with your family and friends. It must be a happy occasion, a happy time, the time where you celebrate, you look after each other, you have meals together, you visit each other, you spend time together. Because this way, you'll be joining family ties even closer. And that brings me to the next one. Spend time with friends and family and keep the bond strong. Because with good Muslim ties and good family ties, Allah will bring you closer and Allah will join us in Jannah with each other, inshallah. My butterflies, choose the straight and narrow path, the path that will lead you to Jannah. Do what's right, stay away from what's wrong. It may be easy to say, and I know it can get difficult with shaitan around, but try, try, and try again. Read your salah, pay your zakah, read your Quran, and follow everything you can. Do all the sunnah and try and stay away from all the things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned you to stay away from. The next thing is to stay fair. You can compete because competition is sometimes good, but never be jealous and always be fair. Don't cheat, be mean or unfair. The next point is to concern your life with more than just money. As you grow up, mummy and daddy may be busy earning money so that they can live comfortably. But remember, there's more to life. There's the green grass, the colorful flowers, the huge mountains, the amazing sky. Spend time outdoors and take the beauty of everything around you. If you look at everything around you, it will remind you of Allah, and that way you'll thank Him even more. The next thing to remember is work on your education. Study hard in Islamic things and learning about everything around us. Because the more you know about the beauty and the magnificence of Allah, the more you will appreciate Allah and the more you will accept that Allah created everyone and everything. And so, you'll thank Him even more. The next thing to remember is forgive quickly and ask Allah for forgiveness. If someone does wrong to you and someone makes a mistake, always remember to forgive them quickly. And when you make a mistake or you do something wrong, ask for forgiveness from the people around you that you hurt, and then ask for forgiveness from Allah, because Allah is always waiting for you to turn to Him. Remember, butterflies, learn from others. Live, be happy, and always remember, this world is just a passing phase. Our life and our hereafter is what we need to be working for, because the hereafter is the most important, that is eternal, and inshallah, we'll all meet in Jannah. My butterflies, will you remember to raise your hands up today? Make dua to Allah and say, O Allah, whatever we do on this earth, if it's wrong, forgive us. If it's right and if it's a good deed, multiply it for us. Help us do good deeds, stay away from the bad, and join us all together in Jannah. Insha'Allah. Now, butterflies, let's go for a break. And when we come back, we'll take some calls.
Hello, is anybody out there? Can you hear me calling? I call you to the truth of Islam. Yeah. Let me show you my world, where I read the noble Quran. The promise of my Lord is true. Every time I close my eyes, a picture comes alive. All I see is God touch filled with delight. There will be no pain, no sorrow, happiness and love forever. That is where I wanna go in my afterlife. I wanna be in Jannah, Jannah, yeah. Jannah, Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah, 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 Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Jannah, 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 Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah, Jannah, Jannah. It pies person's destiny. I just wanna see my dream girl up in beautiful Jannah, where we don't fight, where we don't cry, where we don't lie. No, that's the place I wanna be with her. Happiness and love forever. She will be my queen, I will be her king, in our palace made from gold. Then in Jannah the best thing will happen that I cannot even imagine. We see the true love of our lives. The King of all kings, He's the most gracious, He is our Master.
Baba telephone,
Ollu Mohan.
Ya Baba telephone,
Ollu Mohan.
Baba bi Allah, Huwa Mohan. La 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 la. Baba telephone,
Ollu Mohan.
Ya Baba telephone,
Ollu Mohan.
Baba bi Allah, Huwa Mohan. La 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 la. Mu'il filli ya Baba, inna al-kizb haram. Wainna al-li bikzb ya Baba, Allah bizal minno. عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه. مو قلت لي يا بابا انه الكذب حرام، وانه اللي بيكذب يا بابا الله بيزعل منه.
عينه ما بتقدر تنام والناس بتبعد عنه بابا تليفون.
The lines are open. Remember to call in. Do you know the number? If not, it is 011-854-1548. Don't forget to ask for permission. Start dialing now. We're waiting to hear from you.
نور الله نور الله نور الله نور الله نور الله نور الله هدينا والفرحة تحيينا والبسمة تغنينا والدنيا بيدينا نور الله هدينا والفرحة تحيينا
نور الله هدينا والفرحة تحيينا والبسمة تغنينا والدنيا بيدينا نور الله هدينا والفرحة تحيينا
نور الله هدينا والفرحة تحيينا
والبسمة تغنينا والدنيا بيدينا
نور الله هدينا والفرحة تحيينا
My butterflies, let's take some callers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Adam.
Adam, where are you calling from, my angel?
Leslie.
Okay, and how old are you?
7.
MashaAllah. Tell me, did you listen to the story of learning the lessons about life?
Yes.
You did? And are you going to practice them, inshaAllah?
Yes.
InshaAllah. Okay, my darling, who's your message for today?
For my daddy, my dada, my nanny, and for all my cousins, and for the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for you.
And Juma Mubarak to you too. What nasheed is your favorite?
Ijaz Khan's Baba Telephone.
Ijaz Khan's Baba Telephone. Okay, we're going to ask our engineer brother Ziad to play it for you, okay?
Okay.
Alright, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. It seems like our caller can't hear us. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. I think we're having a bit of a technical issue. Let's go for a quick break while we try and sort it out.
رحمة قلبي وحصن الحصين
وأمن حياتي
وخير.
Alright, butterflies, let's try that again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
That's so much better. And who am I speaking to?
Zaneera.
Zaneera, where are you calling from?
Tenderton.
Oh, mashallah, one of our frequent callers. Alhamdulillah. Tell me, my darling, who's your message for today?
For my mommy, my daddy, my mommy, my appa,
mm-hmm.
my daddy, my dada, and for the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for you.
And Juma Mubarak to you too. Tell me, my angel, did you listen to the life lessons?
Yes.
And are you going to practice them?
Yes.
Inshallah. Okay, Jazakallah for calling. What nasheed can we play for everyone quickly before you go?
Mahe Zain, you the number one for me.
Okay, if we don't have that one?
I don't know.
Okay, can we pick something for you?
Any of my headphones.
All right, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Uh-oh, let's go for another break.
La 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 la
la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. Didn't you tell me, Abba, that lying is haram? And those who lie, Allah gets very upset with them. The liar can't sleep peacefully, and people go away from them. Up a telephone.
Tell him I'm not home.
Up a telephone.
How? Tell him I'm not home.
I must say that he's not home. La 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 la.
Right, butterflies, our next caller is ready. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who am I speaking to?
Mustafa Bamji.
Mustafa Bamji, where are you calling from?
From Lens.
From Lens, so you're nice and close. You must come visit us, okay?
Yes.
Inshallah. Tell me, my darling, how old are you?
7.
Okay, and have you been listening to our life lessons?
Yes.
And are you going to practice them?
Yes.
Inshallah. What's your message for today? Who's your message for?
Juma Mubarak.
She?
Juma Mubarak, my ma, my mommy, and my opa. My Abba and my brother and my sister and my ma and my nana.
And who else?
And my whole family.
And Juma Mubarak to you. And what nasheed is your favorite?
Ali Mola.
Alright, Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
So many thoughts have crossed his mind while he traveled on his journey. Now he came across a town, his destination a dying. And he walked into the house of the leaders of dying. And he called into the slums, the Laila Hanuman. They did not care what he had to say. Straight away dismissed the prophet, making fun and mocking his message. They told him, leave, you're no woman here. We'll never know the burden on his shoulders. The message came from up above. He struggled for you and love.
The end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.